Hi, Miss Hertz. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing good. Okay, I'm gonna ask you 2 to 3 questions about yourself. Feel free to not answer them if you don't want to, if they're too personal. Okay. The first question is, who has been the biggest influence on your life?
Oh boy. I'd say as I raise my own son, now that I have a little son at home, I'm learning more and more about the impact that my parents have had on my life and the kinds of opportunities that they gave me and the kinds of supports that they gave me and the amount of freedom they gave me as a child. And so more and more I'm seeing that because my parents let me be who I was and didn't force me to do anything really that I didn't want to do and gave me opportunities to pursue my dreams and my passions, that they really helped me become who I am today.
Okay, second question. What is your earliest childhood memory?
I don't know if it's my earliest childhood memory, but one memory that I have is from when I was very young, that's not necessarily a positive memory. My mother is diabetic, she's type 1 diabetic. And so when I was very little, she had a very low blood sugar and she got very sick, and my brother and I were home alone with her. And I remember I was barely old enough to reach the top of the oven. I was really small, and I had to go in the refrigerator and pour her a glass of orange juice. So it was scary, but that is something that sticks in your brain and it's hard to forget.
Okay, last question. Did you ever picture yourself being in the position that you are now?
Might say that again?
Did you ever picture yourself being in a position that you are now?
Not really, because when I was your age, or even when I was in college, I maybe had an idea that I wanted to be a teacher, but I would never have guessed that I would have been teaching technology, maybe art, but I would never have guessed that I would be doing what I do now.
What made you want to get into more technology?
When I was at my very first school here in Philadelphia, I was made the computer lab teacher because I was the only one that knew how to work computers. And I thought I was a little scared at first, and then I found out that I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, okay, thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.